In 1999, the 25th of January, an American missile fell down in our area, and my two children were in the street.
I've just clicked on one of the video links available on the IraqJournal.org site. An Iraqi woman stares straight into the camera and describes how a U.S. missile killed her children 4 years ago in the city of Basra in the southern no-fly zone. This website is the brainchild of Madison Independent journalist Norm Stockwell. From Madison, he manages the webpage, posting almost daily news stories in text, audio, and video format direct from Baghdad. It's news with a definite anti-war agenda.
In the commercial media, you may hear debates about, you know, should we attack today or should we attack 2 weeks from now? You may hear debates about how heavy the attack should be. And yet here on Iraq Journal, we're saying we question the entire premise that Iraq needs to be attacked.
Stockwell is quick to point out that stories on the website also criticize the current Iraqi regime, but he is unapologetic about providing a news source that is critical of current U.S. policy towards Iraq. The content on the page is provided by independent journalist and Milwaukee native Jeremy Scahill and videographer Jacqueline Suen. You can either read the reports or click on the audio or video buttons and listen or watch them.
Here in Baghdad and in cities and villages across Iraq, people are bracing themselves for what they believe is going to be a massive U.S.-led attack.
In a phone interview from Baghdad, Scahill is clear about his personal bias against a war.
What I would support as an ordinary American concerned about the future of my child and of my family in the United States, what I think would be the safest thing is to say, let's support a tough regime of inspections inside of Iraq that is aimed at discovering, A, is there a threat, and B, how can we go about reducing it?
He's also clear about how the average Iraqis that he talks to see the prospect for war.
You're feeling from people a great sense of desperation. People are afraid of bombing. People are afraid of a civil war. And people are afraid of the existence that they've been forced to live for the last two decades. So the face of ordinary Iraqis is not the face of people who want to be suicide bombers. It's not the face of people who hate Americans. It's not the face of people who want to defiantly stand up against America. It's the face of people who are exhausted.
The anti-war bias on the Iraq Journal page doesn't mean it's irresponsible journalism, according to media analyst John Nichols of the Madison Capital Times.
I don't necessarily think that disqualifies it as good journalism. The fact of the matter is, every journalist has an attitude. Every journalist has a point of view. I think that the question is whether journalists go to the hot spots and whether they go where things are happening and try to get information out. And to Jeremy's credit, he's done that.
The mainstream view of the impending war is readily available on the websites of all the major news outlets, and millions use them every day. But Norm Stockwell says more than a million people have visited the Iraq Journal site since its inception last October, and it's generated debate in some unlikely chat rooms. Recently, he tracked some of the traffic to the website back to its source.
There was a forum on eBay, the internet auction site, where someone had posted some of the photos from Iraq Journal with a caption that said, "Are these the people that we're going to bomb?" And it ensued a discussion of some 654 postings of people talking in response to the photos that this person had posted. And then for our site, it generated something like 13,000 hits on the site.
If the war does happen, the Iraq Journal site may be one of the first casualties. Unlike other media there, Jeremy Scahill does not have an expensive satellite phone, and Iraqi internet providers may be an early target when a war starts. Stockwell says the U.S. has already launched what amounts to a spam attack on Iraq by sending thousands of emails urging civilians to rise up and overthrow Saddam.
The result of that has been that the Iraqi email servers are flooded, and Iraq has actually had to shut down its email system for the entire nation a number of times this winter. And so that has been a great impedance to our being able to continue operations. I would think that if there were further attacks on the information infrastructure of Iraq, that would make it very difficult to get reports out of that country.
But as long as there is internet service to Baghdad, the webpage will get at least twice weekly updates and continue to provide a free and accessible web window into life in Iraq. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.